Hi, this is Kevin Fitzpatrick from the Sonesta Group, and happy summer to everybody. And it's interesting, a lot has been going on in our businesses. But one of the things that is really stepping up as to the number of calls that we receive, and that's around people looking to make a change, responding to all of the changes in policies coming out of Washington, D.C., but this is more about keeping it real, talking to people who find themselves unceremoniously out of work, people who find themselves perhaps looking over their shoulder because they're not sure when the next shoe is going to drop. And the reality is that there is so much going on that change management always something that everyone needs to be aware of. But it is absolutely becoming a requirement for all of us. With change, there are challenges. With change, there is accountability. And with change, if we look at it with the right lens, there's opportunity. And by striving for self-awareness, we can create happiness. We can create or actually overcome anxiety, overcome depression, and focus on career and other life changes, but do it together because nothing happens in an isolated fashion or in a silo or in a vacuum. All of the change that may be affecting us at work trickles down and affects us at home and affects us in our relationships and affects us in our perception of self-worth. And it really comes down to the key to fulfilling life is simply to live it. Retain your personal values, your integrity, and your courage of conviction as you're faced with that change, as you're faced with that new challenge. It's not about the destination. It's enjoy the journey, not the destination. And where do you start? Good question. Set the goals to get yourself in motion. Take a break when you need one. It's okay. Use your past as a model, but don't get caught up in the past. Disappointment can be a catalyst. Unexpected adversity can be a catalyst, but it's only a catalyst if we embrace it and we use it as an opportunity to do something different, to perhaps look at things through a different lens moving forward. We all have adversity every day. Not all change brings it, but all change does bring opportunity. And it is always good to focus on doing things better, doing things differently, and understanding that by embracing that change, by embracing that adversity, you can really drive your purpose. You can really strive. You can leverage those instincts. You can leverage that experience. You can kick back. You can embrace relationships and embrace adversity as something to drive what's the next chapter in our lives. It's not the end. Look at it as a new beginning. When I looked at a book, and that book is by Jay Riffenberry, In Return to Your Core, he talks about the principles for a purposeful and a respectful life. And I'm going to read a quote that focuses on self-discipline, humility, gratitude, character, and decency. And it actually is a quote by Helen Keller. And I was drawn to this quote because thinking about everything that I've just said, for me anyway, it pulls it together. So forgive me as I read it. And it is for us to pray, not for tasks equal to our powers, but for powers equal to our tasks, to go forward with a great desire forever beating at the door of our hearts as we travel toward our different goal. And again, that was by Helen Keller. So with all the calls that I've been getting, and literally every day, about Kevin, I have a change coming. Kevin, I've lost my job. I'm not quite sure where my career is heading. I no longer trust the direction the company is going. what's next in my career. I encourage them to really embrace what they're dealing with right now, not as a problem, but as an opportunity. Yes, not having a job is a big problem. Not having a paycheck is a big problem. We all have families to take care of. But if we get lost in the problem, we will never be able to find the solution. If we are unwilling to look at that adversity and say, how can I embrace it? How can I bounce back? How can I use it to help drive my purpose? How can I strive? And how can I be true to who I really am? Let me look at it through a different lens, and then I'm going to get different, better results. I'm going to be able to continue that journey with a different perspective, with a new set of goals, and with a greater purpose. And while I know that does not create the next job, that does not create the opportunity, it does set the stage for changing the paradigms that we may be experiencing as a result of that change that has been thrust upon us, and changing that paradigm so we can focus on that next chapter in our journey and a new beginning. Adversity is not the end. Adversity can be the beginning. Thank you.